Track 3.
Harras, as a central square of Sendling, has a lot of problems at the moment. The main problems are really caused by traffic, which is completely cutting off the functions of the square from each other. Like people cannot get from shop to shop, or people can't go to the post office, or there is a problem getting on the bus and the underground. So there is a lack of communication between the bits of the square, and this is mainly caused by traffic which flows all around the square, leaving the actual square in the middle completely cut off from the sides. So the access to the middle is ridiculously at the moment only through underground tunnels. And there are these wonderful old plane trees in the middle which would provide shade and a nice place to stay, but they are in the middle of an island which is surrounded by traffic, so nobody really wants to stay here. The square itself is a very unusual shape. It is a triangular shape, and it is surrounded by some very, very fine buildings. Some of them in the north part and also in the east come from the turn of the century, and they are Art Nouveau and Bavarian Renaissance, whereas the post office in the south is a fantastic building, a fantastic Bauhaus building, and they create a very nice ensemble together. In order to turn this square into an urban space with high quality, it needs a reorganizing and it needs a new concept for the whole layout of the square. First of all, the road, the spaces taken up by the road need to be reduced, but enabling the flow of traffic for the same amount of vehicles and without causing traffic jams. Also, short-term parking needs to be enabled for quick shoppers, because people obviously want to stop, get their things quickly and go on their way home. Then the bus routes need also to be reorganized, and the access to the bus stations must also become easier and also accessible from all parts of the square. And priority to pedestrians and cyclists is important, because they need to occupy the space now. The main aim is really to create an urban space for the inhabitants which would have high quality, which would be done in very nice materials, where people would want to come, spend time, meet with each other, use it as the center of their communication, and also have enough space to probably create some Christmas market or have some festivities here, which would actually be the heart of this part of Munich, the heart of Sendling.